Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with another morning episode of devotion, encouragement, and prayer. This morning, as I continued through the devotional book, Here Am I, today's focus, today's topic is on being called to live in hope. It's an interesting topic, and I believe it's always a very timely topic. And I write right in the devotional about how we use the word hope in our society, in our culture, in today's times. And sometimes I think our use of the word hope devalues real hope. For instance, in at least the area that I live in, rain has been a common feature for the last week or so. And I know many areas of the country are experiencing flooding, and even some areas where dams have been breached and given way and caused immense flooding of those downstream from them. And definitely something to be praying for those that are living in the midst of such a disaster on top of everything else going on. But we throw around the word hope, like, I hope it quits raining so I can mow the lawn. There probably have been times we've said, I hope it does rain so I don't have to mow the lawn. But so often we use the word hope, and it tends to revolve around our wishful thinking. We don't really expect it to quit raining today because it's rain in the forecast and it's cloudy. We just wish it would. It's kind of like the childhood, at least in my childhood, would wake up in the winter and hope, or even go to bed in the winter and hope that it would snow greatly overnight so that school would be canceled. And most of those nights there was not much reason to believe that it would snow. So many times we use the word, and when we think about putting our hope in Jesus, I wonder how many times in the back of our mind we fail to grasp the significance that our hope in Jesus is more than just wishful thinking that things would turn out better than what they are. See, when God calls us to one hope, it's a hope that we find in Jesus. But part of the purpose of being called to one hope, part of the purpose of living in hope, is that we don't live there alone. When Paul writes and he encourages us to live in this hope that we have in Christ, it's in the context of having unity with one another, of having fellowship with one another. We're able to have commonality because we're in this together. And it's not simply that we're in a pandemic together. It's not simply that we're in a community that is flooded together. It's not simply that we're in a similar weather pattern. There are many people that are in the midst of those same circumstances. And we use the phrase in this time about being in it together, but are we really? You see, as Christians, as those living and called to one hope, we are in this together because we're in Christ together. That's the common bond that Paul writes about, that he encourages us to maintain. When he talks about maintaining the bonds of peace, it's maintaining this hope that we have in Christ. It's maintaining the unity that can only be found with those who belong to Christ. When you look at the early church and even those that would follow Jesus as he lived and walked on earth, the diversity is astounding. you had those who were slaves and those who were prisoners and those who would not have been given the light of day in any conversation, walking side by side in Christ with those who were in leadership positions, with those who had much. One of the common traits of the early church that made it known was their love for one another, how much they cared for one another. And so many times we like to translate that into our need to care for our community, and that's not a bad thing. But the examples in Scripture aren't so much about them caring for the community at large as it was about them caring for one another. It was hard, it was difficult living as a Christian in the first century. And the hope that they had in Christ was a hope that moved them to action as they began to care for one another. It's in those contexts that we read of guys like Barnabas who would sell property and bring the proceeds to the apostles to use for the good of fellow believers. As we live in hope, we live in a community of believers that ought to be looking out for one another, that ought to be lifting up one another in prayer, that ought to be sharing out of what we have. You see, it was that trait of our love for one another, it was that trait for love within the body of Christ that Jesus says would identify us as His disciples, as His followers, as those who were belonging to Him. As I said, it's not a bad thing to do good deeds and to help our community. But if we pour everything we have into helping those in need within our community and we don't have love for one another within the body, we've done very little. At least very little good in representing Christ. If our reputation as a body of believers is one of divisiveness, is one of cliques, is one of looking out for ourselves above that of others, so many times we want to do the good in the way that we want. And we fail to see how God has called us to one hope that unites us as a body. And as we live with this confident assurance of the things we can't see, we have love for one another that overflows into our community. I believe when Jesus talks about doing our good works and letting them be seen in such a way that people glorify our Father in heaven, He's talking about doing so within community of the body of Christ. You see, we have been called to live in hope. And in the midst of a global pandemic, in the midst of a community flooding, in the midst of natural disasters of any kind, hope can be a rather scarce commodity until we turn to Jesus. And when we recognize that Jesus was present yesterday as much as He is present today, as much as He is already present tomorrow, we discover one who we can put our hope in that doesn't have to count on wishful thinking. He knows our future. And when we're in Christ, our future doesn't end with sickness here on earth. Our future doesn't end with a pandemic here on earth. Our future doesn't end with a home destroyed in a flood. Our future doesn't end with the death of this body. You see, that's the hope that we are called into in Christ. That says the crown of life, the eternal reward is available and offered and given to all of those who are faithful to the end. Today, as we go about life, and whatever that looks like for you, be mindful of the hope that you have in Christ. Be mindful of the unity that ought to be ours in Christ because of that hope. Be mindful of how we represent Jesus in our treatment of one another. Be mindful of how our hope in Christ should pour out into our community, not as a replacement for our love for one another, but as an overflow of our love for one another. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to think of those that are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, think of those within the larger body, those around the world that have put their faith in Christ. But today, think specifically of those that are a part of the congregation that you fellowship with, the ones that you have interaction with, that up until this pandemic and the closure of buildings that you would meet with on a regular basis. Think about a shared hope with them. Think about how your life expresses love to them. Think about your love of one another within that family would change the way your community sees Jesus. And as you consider your church family, as you consider those that have been called into the same hope, we've all been called into that. I should say those that have accepted that calling into that same hope. Be mindful of who God would prompt you to reach out to and encourage, to pray for, to make the phone call, to send the card, to post the private message on social media, to do what it takes to share in the hope that we have in Christ. You see, this pandemic doesn't have power over us when our hope is beyond this pandemic, when our hope is in Christ. And so today, as we pray, I would encourage you to be reminded of that hope, to respond, "Here am I," as you hear God's call to the one hope that we have in Christ. And be the light of Jesus as you share that hope with others. Let's spend some time praying. Father, thank you that you have called us to unity in Christ, that you have called us to one hope. Nowhere have you called us to have one opinion on the things of this world. You have called us to one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one hope. And so, Father, may we place our hope, our confident expectation of seeing the things that are unseen. May our faith grow as we place our hope fully in Jesus. And Father, may this growth of our faith and our hope increase the unity among our church family. May our love for one another be such that it overflows into our community in a way that makes Jesus obvious. Father, may this hope unite us in a way that our good deeds among our community are not seen as hypocrisy. May we leave no legitimate reason for people to point at us as a bad example. But Father, may the love that we have for one another speak loudly to our community that we belong to Jesus, that our love for one another is different than that of the world, that our hope that we live in and day out is different than that the world offers. Father, in a world that is filled with self-help books and social media broadcasts and podcasts of various kinds designed to give us some sense of hope, may we look to you fully to find hope that doesn't fail. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray that you would wipe this virus from the face of the earth. I pray that in all that we do and all that we say, that we would be mindful of how we represent Jesus. Father, in the midst of our frustrations, in the midst of our uncertainties, in the midst of our fears and angers, may we represent Jesus well, because of the hope that we have in Christ. Father, guard our social media postings, our conversations, our things that others see in us. That we would not live as those with no hope. Father, I think of those today who continue to mourn the loss of loved ones. Some whose loved ones have died as a result of COVID-19 and complications that came from it. Others have died of the more common, normal things of life that as the body wears down. Some have been in accidents But Father, as I pray for those who are mourning the loss of loved ones, I think about how we grieve, as Scripture says, not as those without hope, but those with great hope. And so, Father, may your word and your spirit and your people comfort. Some are grieving the loss of loved ones, and many are just simply grieving the loss of what they had viewed as normal. And even if it's not a person that we're grieving, may we recognize that we still have hope. We still grieve as those with great hope. And whether it's a grieving the loss of a graduation ceremony or grieving the loss of a job or grieving the loss of the social activity elements that we enjoy, whether it's grieving the uncertainty or the sense of freedom to do what we want. Grief takes many forms. And as we recognize it's more than just the loss of loved ones, which is great, a great grief in our life, may we respond to these other elements of grieving in the same way that you instruct us and talk about us, knowing that we have hope in Jesus, knowing that today is not the end, that even if all earth ends existence today, It's not the end for those who belong to Jesus. To those whose hope has been placed firmly in the work that Jesus did on the cross. And so, Father, today as we live life, may that one hope that we've been called to be the guiding force in everything that we do. May we be encouragers to those who are grieving. May we be encouragers to those who are struggling under the load of life. May we speak words of hope because we speak words of Jesus. May He be lifted up in all that we do, all that we say, that many would be drawn to Him and find the hope that only He can give. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday edition of Devotion, Encouragement, and Prayer from Impact Prayer Ministry. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.